expectation for Tony, T-O-N-Y, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-Z, March 22nd, 53, address as a letter to Laurels of Mount Pleasant. Dear sirs, a follow-up for Mr. Martinez, renal transplant number 2, transplant medications. I haven't seen him since May. There has been multiple emergency room visits, one of them for a fall trauma with fracture on the left knee area. Consider medical treatment only, non-operative. He was transferred from our hospital in Alma, ALMA, because of chest pain, dyspnea, to St. Mary's. Elevated troponin thought to be related to advanced renal failure. Stress testing was done, apparently negative. Underlying atrial fibrillation, which is chronic. There has been problems with memory, comes in a wheelchair. Actually, this needs to address to MediLatch, not Laurels of Mount Pleasant. MediLatch, MediLodge. He is taking diuretics for edema, supposed to be doing sulfur restriction, denies kidney transplant tenderness. The new one is on the left, the old one is on the right. No cloudiness or blood, no bleeding. Unfortunately, not much of physical therapy has been done. He is concerned about the lower extremity edema, has received antibiotics in the past for bronchitis. He complains of back pain, pruritus, no vomiting, no dysphagia, frequent diarrhea, no bleeding. Next paragraph, I review medications. On Lipitor, Z-Pak, Sirtec, Sensipar, Clonidine, Lovenox, Lasix, Neurontin, Insulin R, Hydralazine, Norco, Insulin Lentas, Vitamins, Myfortic, Prilosec, Prednisone, Sodium Bicarbonate, Tacrolimus, Toprol. Next paragraph on physical exam. He's alert to person, comes accompanied with ex-wife and daughter. He's in wheelchair, looks older than his age. Normal speech, no severe respiratory distress, blood pressure 110 over 70 on the right side. Has clotted AV fistulas, few rolls on the bases, done JVD. Has AFib, but today appears regular, no pericardial wrap. The left-sided AV fistula open, no Stilling syndrome. Two kidneys, all on the right, knee on the left, no ascites. 4+ edema bilateral, probably worse on the left side, which is the site of the fracture. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, early September. Anemia, 11.8, large red blood cells, 112, a normal white blood cell platelet. Potassium elevated 5.1, a normal sodium, acid base, creatinine 1.6, which is baseline for a GFR 46, stage 3. Glucose elevated 215, low protein, low albumin 5.8, 3.3. Liver function test not elevated. I requested a protein creatinine ratio done September 19, elevated at 2.3, significant but probably non-nephrotic range, although with the renal failure, the number might be misleading. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary from St. Mary's in Saginaw. They did a stress testing April 15, which was negative for ischemia. They believe troponin was elevated from renal failure. They reassess his fracture on the left knee, consider non-displaced, conservative treatment, not operative. The EKG with atrial fibrillation, right bundle branch black, left anterior fascicular black. The echo reported as normal ejection fraction. However, right ventricle appears to be dilated, decreased systolic function. Both atria, right and left, enlarged. Moderate tricuspid regurgitation. And pulmonary hypertension at 50. That will consider mild, moderate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, renal transplant. Number two, second renal transplant. That's number one. Next number. High-risk medications, continuous saying immunosuppressants, monitor TACRO. Next number, right-sided heart failure. Next number, significant edema. Part of this immobility from the recent fall fracture left knee. If possible, we will do a 24-hour urine collection to assess truly if there is evidence of nephrotic syndrome, as he has low protein, low albumin. Next number, negative stress testing for active coronary artery disease. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Failed to reach therapeutic doses with Coumadin in the past, presently on Lovenox, no active bleeding. Next number, chronic diarrhea, probably exacerbated by the use of transplant medicine Myfortic. Next number, prior history of advanced thrombosis left leg, reason for Lovenox. Next number, presently off amiodarone. It did cause in the past thyroid abnormalities. Next number, tertiary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, multiple falls, unsteady, balance problems, question memory, now trauma to the left knee, fracture. Next number, prior coronary artery disease, negative stress testing. Next number, prior stroke, basal ganglia, probably vascular dementia. Next number, anemia macrocytosis, no external bleeding. Next number, prior thrombocytopenia, continue to monitor all chemistries. He will come back on the next 2 weeks. We will update a 24-hour urine collection. End of dictation.